This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think Derek Williams is a big Post Malone guy.
Why wouldn't he be?
What is that? How is you listening to a lot of a lot of Post Malone to get ready for games, Derek?
Not for games, but I've been to his concert before, and I'd love to go again. So if there's any spare tickets about, I'm available to go.
Unfortunately, you were caller number one,
so we can't.
You were the first person to call in, so I don't think.
Okay.
But maybe we'll be able to. Maybe we can work that out. I mean, if you guys keep winning, they're going to have you guys at everything. First of all, congratulations.
Congrats,
on the
brother.
Run thus far with Atlanta United. What has it been like? What has it been like to keep back against the wall, showing up and getting these wins?
It's been good. It's been. I think it's suited us. It suited our team to be in that underdog. To having people doubt us all the time. I think it suits each player individual. Just having that chip on the shoulder to prove people wrong. We got another big game coming up this Sunday, and just same again, away from home against a good Orlando team, and just looking to try to get that win again.
What has the wait been like for you guys? Because of the simple fact, you said you guys' back has been against the wall. We got to win. And then all of a sudden you go down, you beat Miami, and then you have these 2 weeks off. Now, everybody had it off because of the international break. But how anxious are you guys ready to get down to Orlando and try to advance into the playoffs?
Yeah, we're itching to go. It was a bit inconvenient, but look, that was out of our hands. Like you said, everyone else had the exact same break off, so. To be fair, it was a time to rest the legs and get refreshed and looking forward to going again. These last couple of training sessions have been intense, and you can see everyone's just ready to go. Everyone's looking forward to it. The tackles are flying in. So, yeah, it's good.
Atlanta United center back Derek Williams joining us on the show here, getting ready for the game against Orlando on Sunday. And Derek, we've been lucky enough to be up there at the training ground a couple times and talk to Rob Valentino when you guys were getting ready to take on Miami. And he kept talking about how it was a good matchup. We like this part of it. We like that part of it. And obviously it was, as you guys won and advanced. How do you feel about the matchup against Orlando on Sunday?
To be honest with you, it's similar. The way they play is similar to Miami's. Obviously, they don't have Lionel Messi, the best player ever, but they have a winger that plays similar to him. He likes to come inside. They pass the ball out with three at the back. There's a lot of similarities, but the only thing with this Orlando team is they got a lot more energy, I feel like. They got some good players that run a lot. With Miami, we could run a bit more than them. We could run over them a small bit more, whereas this Orlando team, they're athletic. There's a lot of similarities, but they are also a good team. So that they're dangerous, but we're not fearing anyone, really. We beat them twice in the postseason, so
yeah, you're damn right.
We're looking forward to going there again.
Yeah, FEA, right?
Yeah, yeah, man, you're damn right, man. Stick the chest out, say it with your chest over there, Derek. Yeah, we're coming down there. We're coming for Mickey and Orlando.
Hey, I know you said Post Malone isn't on the pregame playlist. What is? Like, what are you listening to get ready for the game on Sunday?
I listen to Kano. He's a UK artist.
Okay.
Skepta. And then lately we've been sticking on some 50 Cent, like the old school DMX.
There we go. Now we know what you're talking about.
Yeah. just the stuff, you know, that just gets you going, gets you in the mood. So that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. All right. Well, good luck on Sunday. We do appreciate the time, man. We can't wait to watch you guys and hope to watch this run continue.
Go get us a win, D.
Thank you very much. Nice talking to you.
Take care, brother.
Williams there, Atlanta United center back, talking about the matchup between Atlanta United and Orlando City on Sunday. By the way, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.